flexible foot, and a rigid fake could not have made this. That's not as convincing as this other track. This is a 17-inch track that was picked up in northeastern Washington state. And this is what was evidently a crippled individual, because here we have two tracks of the same individual. You're looking at the bottom of the feet. And this right foot is crippled. It is distorted lengthwise, bent, missing one toe. And most critically, the two bulges on the outside of the foot represent spaces between bones. And if this had been just a gigantic human foot, or some kind of fake like that, these bulges and the bone spaces should have been set farther back. The fact of where they are indicates that this is a foot designed with different leverage, a longer heel, shorter forepart, which is exactly what would have to be done to make a foot that would lift an 800-pound animal. Homestead agrees.